right, adventure seekers. Ready to ditch those same old tourist traps and uncover some truly epic family vacation ideas?
Always up for an adventure.
Okay, so get this. You know how you sent over their sources? That list of the top 10 best family travel destinations worldwide from those travel bloggers.
Yeah.
And that guide to the best international travel with kids.
Right.
I gotta tell you, going through these got me so fired up. So many, like, how have I never thought of that moments.
Oh, I hear that. I get like that too.
Like, take the Daintree Rainforest in Australia.
Okay.
Kaz and Craig, they're from the Wide Travel blog. They're raving about it. And honestly, now I'm obsessed. I mean, Australia's amazing. Don't get me wrong. But usually I'm all about the beaches.
Right, right.
This is like dot different. Stepping into a time machine.
Yeah.
It's the world's oldest rainforest.
Wow. See, that's what's so cool. It challenges how we think about a destination. You know? Yeah. Like, we think Australia beaches, outback.
Exactly.
But the Daintree. That offers this ancient, almost mystical world. And it's teeming with unique wildlife, you know?
Okay, you had me at oldest rainforest, but then they mentioned their kids were all about this exotic ice cream made from rainforest fruits.
Now, that's an experience.
Right. Those little details are what make a trip unforgettable for kids.
Engaging all the senses, taste especially, creates such vivid memories.
Totally.
But, and this is where that second source comes in, the travel guide, safety first, especially with those less traveled areas like rainforests, terrain, wildlife encounters.
Which brings up a good point. Is the Daintree even doable with younger kids?
Good question. The guide really seems to stress knowing your family's comfort levels. So toddlers in the Daintree might be pushing it.
Yeah, probably.
But older kids, teens, could be amazing. It all comes down to priorities.
I love that we're bouncing between the inspiration, you know, from those bloggers, and then that practical advice from the guide. It's like having our own travel advisory board.
The best of both worlds.
Right. Now, speaking of breathtaking landscapes, let's talk Iceland.
Another one they both mentioned.
Oh, I know, right?
But instead of the Blue Lagoon, which, don't get me wrong, amazing, but Kevin and Christina from Wandering Wagars, they went swimming in glacial waters where the continents are actually separating.
Oh.
Talk about a geography lesson.
Okay, that's incredible. But Iceland always seemed a bit intense, especially with kids, glaciers, volcanoes. Amazing, but is it really family friendly?
You'd be surprised. The best international travel guide actually highlights Iceland as being surprisingly kid friendly.
Really?
That's what's so interesting. It challenges those perceptions. They have play areas in restaurants. The crime rate is one of the lowest globally.
Wow.
It's like they've cracked the code on adventurous, but still totally family friendly.
See, that's the kind of insight I wouldn't have gotten just from browsing travel blogs. It's about looking beyond the surface.
Totally.
And speaking of unexpected family friendly gems, how about Bali?
Classic for a reason.
Totally. But Eric from Travel Babo mentioned these incredible hotels there. They offer experiences like fish feeding and, wait for it, anti-gravity yoga.
Anti-gravity yoga.
Right.
That's a new one. But in all seriousness, Bali's cultural richness is undeniable.
And that got me thinking, beyond those amazing hotels, the beaches, are there ways for kids to really connect with Balinese culture? I'm picturing like traditional dances, learning about their art.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even participating in a local ceremony.
Right.
That's what's so important. Mm. Going beyond that tourist experience, finding something authentic. And the best international travel guide really emphasizes that.
It's about those deeper connections.
And it doesn't have to be complicated. Even something as simple as visiting a local market with your kids.
Oh, totally.
The sights, the sounds, the smells.
Talk about a sensory overload.
Right. A world away from your typical supermarket.
Such a good point. It's those little moments of immersion. And speaking of immersive experiences, our Costa Rica recommendation really got my adventurer side going. La Fortuna, the adventure capital.
The name itself.
I know, right? It just screams, get ready for excitement.
And Adventure Family Journeys, our blogger source, they definitely lived up to that. Raved about ziplining through the rainforest canopy.
Okay, that is going on my bucket list. But ziplining, I feel like you need a certain level of dot bravery. What about younger kids? Does the best international travel guide have suggestions for experiencing Costa Rica, but in a way that works for families with younger kids?
It does. It actually highlights family-friendly hikes around the Arenal Volcano area.
Okay, cool.
Mentions trails that are suitable even for little legs, with opportunities to see sloths, monkeys.
No, that's amazing.
All sorts of wildlife.
See, this is what I love. Having those options, knowing you can tailor the experience to your family. And I imagine Costa Rica has that perfect blend of adventure and ecotourism, which so many families are into these days. It's not just about the thrills, it's about connecting with nature.
Exactly, and that educational part is so valuable. The guide even suggests bringing a nature journal, you know, for kids to sketch the wildlife they see or write down fun facts.
Oh, I love that.
It's about turning the trip into a learning experience they'll never forget.
Totally. And, you know, it makes me think about all the different ways families travel. Some are all about those adrenaline pumping activities. Others are there for the culture. Some, hey, they just want to relax on a beach.
Speaking of beaches, that anti-gravity yoga. I'm still thinking about that.
Okay. You got me. Back to Bali. But, you know, while we're talking about all these different travel styles, what about you? What stood out to you from all these amazing destinations?
What's funny is how different each trip can be, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
So are you picturing your family conquering those zip lines in Costa Rica? Or maybe finding your zen with some Balinese yoga?
Right. It's all about what your family's into. But hey, speaking of finding what works, the Best International Travel Guide had some great stuff on the practical side of things, too.
Oh, for sure. Planning with kids is key.
Tell me about it. What were some of the tips that stood out to you?
Well, tacking, for one. They had some genius advice for different age groups. Because, let's face it, what you pack for a toddler versus a teenager, totally different ballgame.
Oh, 100%. I remember packing this massive suitcase for my daughter when she was 2. It was mostly snacks and stuffed animals.
It's all about the snacks at that age.
Right. But here's a question, because the guide also talks about flexibility, right? How do you find that balance between sticking to the plan, which, let's face it, with kids, sometimes you need a plan.
Oh, absolutely.
But then being open to those spontaneous moments, because those are often the memories you cherish most.
It's an art, isn't it? Traveling with kids.
It really is.
The guide suggested having a loose itinerary. Outline those must-dos, but leave room for downtime. And flexibility, because honestly, sometimes those unplanned moments, the best.
The best.
Like, I remember this one time we were in Italy with our son, and he became completely captivated by this street performer.
Oh, no way.
Scrapped all our plans, just went with it. And it ended up being one of our favorite travel memories.
You can't plan for that.
Exactly.
Those detours, those little surprises, that's the magic.
Totally.
And speaking of embracing the unexpected, the guide also talked about safety, which is huge, especially in unfamiliar places.
Oh, yeah. Always top of mind.
Always. Did they have any specific advice?
Yep. Making sure your kids know the name of the hotel, establishing a meeting spot, you know, just in case you get separated. It's all about empowering them. Right?
Absolutely. Giving them the tools to navigate.
Exactly.
So they can really enjoy the experience. Now, before we wrap up our family travel deep dive, something a blogger mentioned really stuck with me. It was about Cambodia.
Interesting.
It's not always a top destination for families, right?
Not the first place that comes to mind.
Exactly. And it made me wonder, what if that's the key to discovering something truly unique? What if we break away from what's expected, ditch those well-trodden paths? That's how you find those unforgettable adventures.
Right. It's like maybe ditch the idea of the perfect family vacation altogether.
Yes.
Embrace what works for your family.
Exactly.
Even if it's a little unconventional.
It's a little, a lot, who cares? And on that note of embracing the unknown, venturing off the beaten path, we'll leave you to ponder the possibilities. Safe travels, everyone.